High water is keeping subsistence fishermen in the Nulato Hills to the middle of the Yukon River from harvesting summer chum. Yesterday, the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association held its weekly teleconference on fishery management along the river. One caller from Nulato, who identified himself as Arnold, says the high water, combined with gear restrictions to protect Chinook, means many subsistence users aren't fishing at all.
Water's too high, there's drift in the river, nobody has dip nets, and before that we were limited to 4-inch mesh, which nobody has 4-inch, I don't think, and nobody's been fishing.
A caller from Russian Mission by the name of Basil says that this year's gear restrictions are limiting catches and competing with seasonal changes that will restrict the amount of food that people will be able to put away for the winter.
It's hard to catch chum with 4-inch nets and dip nets. Everybody is pretty much hoping, waiting and hoping that you guys would lift the restriction to 6-inch just for even like a couple of days just to harvest the chum we need to make up for no king. Because, we got to air dry these fish before the flies come around, and it's hard to hit that goal with the restrictions and gear.
Unable to meet their subsistence needs, callers in Galena say fishermen are planning to target other fish like fall chum. Meanwhile, callers in Tanana say that local fishermen are so distraught by the subsistence salmon restrictions that they don't want to talk about the issue at all. One man named Victor from the area said that the community, though reluctant, is doing its part to help strengthen future Chinook runs.
People are reluctantly obliging, but we realize we all got to do our part to preserve the king salmon and try to get a good comeback.
Multiple callers from Canada thanked the Alaska efforts for conserving Chinook runs, saying they too are concerned about low stocks and are supporting Chinook harvest closures in Canadian waters as well. Dennis Zimmerman is with the Canadian-based Yukon Salmon Subcommittee.
We've obviously been feeling the card chips here in Canada that we haven't been able to fish for a long time, but we're really thankful for all the sacrifices on the U.S. side, and we just thank you for working hard to sacrifice there.
Stephanie Schmidt with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports that Chinook runs this year are tracking 4 days to a whole week earlier than historical early averages. It might be one of the earliest runs on record. The first pulse of Chinook entered the Yukon in late May and is expected to pass through District 4 this week. The second Chinook pulse began passing through the lower Yukon over the weekend. The total passage of Chinook through the Yukon as of June 16th is about 51,000 fish. That's according to counts near Pilot Station. The same counts estimate a total passage of chum summer salmon to about 300,900 fish as of the middle of the month. Schmidt with Fish and Game says that the second pulse of chum is starting to build and should reach Russian Mission by Friday.